From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting reports of civilians being used as human shields in Mosul. As a collection of forces moves toward the Iraqi city of Mosul, witnesses are reporting Islamic State fighters taking civilians from outlying villages and using them as human shields as they seek to defend the last major urban area they control in the country. So far, the Iraqi-led operation has involved retaking villages on a march toward Mosul from the south, east, and north. The United Nations says more than 10,000 civilians have fled their homes in and around Mosul, raising concern about their well-being and the availability of humanitarian resources. Lise Grand is the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Iraq.
Civilians are at extreme risk from crossfire, from possible artillery barrage. We understand that ISIL has booby-trapped large parts of the city. We're very worried about snipers. Also, in a worst-case scenario, we can't rule out the possibility that there might be a chemical weapons attack.
Human Rights Watch also expressed concern Thursday about Kurdish forces who were playing a major role in the offensive and what the group says is their arbitrary detention of men and teenage boys leaving Mosul. HRW says according to others who fled, the men and boys over the age of 15 are separated from their families for extra screening to make sure they're not linked to Islamic State. That process can take weeks. The group's report said Kurdish officials have emphasized serious efforts to abide by international standards in security screenings. Also Thursday, the World Health Organization says it and Iraqi health authorities are accelerating the response to the flow of people out of Mosul. This is VOA News. A Syrian rebel group that includes a significant number of Kurdish YPG fighters will move to isolate Raqqa soon, a move in the fight against Islamic State that could infuriate U.S. ally Turkey. General Stephen Townsend, the top general leading the coalition operation against Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, told reporters at the Pentagon via teleconference Wednesday that the facts are these: the only force that is capable on any near-term timeline are the Syrian Democratic Forces, of which the Kurdish YPG are a significant portion. U.S. President Barack Obama and Turkish leaders Recep Tayyip Erdogan discussed the fight against Islamic State in a Wednesday phone call. Final demolition work began at the Jungle Refugee Shelter in Calais, France, Thursday morning after authorities declared the camp empty a day earlier. Workers used large construction equipment and machines to rip down the makeshift shelters, some of which had been badly burned by refugees, setting fires Wednesday before they were forced to leave. Firefighters put out blazes set by departing migrants who acted in keeping with a tradition of burning their tents despite being told not to do so. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is proposing a series of economic measures to help black Americans, a population that, according to polls, largely supports his opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton. During a speech Wednesday in Charlotte, North Carolina, Trump outlined plans to make it easier for African-American entrepreneurs to get loans and allowing cities to declare blighted sections disaster areas so they can be rebuilt. Trump told his largely white audience that too many African Americans have been left behind.
Every African American citizen in this country is entitled to a government that puts their jobs, wages, and security first.
Earlier in the day, Trump was in Washington for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at his new hotel near the White House. Clinton criticized what she said was Trump paying more attention to his business than campaigning. But Trump said he was entitled to attend the event and questioned why no one similarly criticized Clinton for attending an Adele concert Tuesday. The Republican also said Wednesday he has personally spent $100 million on his campaign and is prepared to contribute more if he has to. Two strong earthquakes hit central Italy Wednesday, causing severe damage to some churches and buildings, but avoiding the catastrophe scene just 2 months ago when an earthquake killed almost 300 people there. So far, no reports of deaths or major injuries. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.